Puerto Rico's water crisis exposes America's infrastructure fault lines. Puerto Rico's water authority began rotating 48-hour shutoffs Thursday morning, cutting service to roughly 180,000 customers, representing an estimated 400,000 to 500,000 people across San Juan and six other municipalities. No end date has been set. The island is experiencing its worst drought in over a decade, and peak August heat is compounding demand at precisely the moment rainfall is at its minimum. The crisis lands on an infrastructure system that has never fully recovered from Hurricane Maria in 2017. Billions in federal recovery funds have been allocated, but the pace of modernization has been slow, leaving the network fragile enough that a prolonged dry spell can force a utility to cut off nearly 500,000 people in rotating shifts. As of Thursday morning, the White House had made no public statement on the rationing. A parallel vulnerability surfaced in separate research this week. Over 4,000 Rockwell Automation programmable logic controllers, the systems that govern pumps, valves, chlorine dosing, and treatment processes at water utilities, were found to be accessible over the public internet. Researchers flagging the exposure noted it coincided with a period of documented intrusion attempts against U.S. water infrastructure. Unlike web servers, these are operational systems. A compromised controller does not leak data. It opens or closes physical valves. The combination of a drought emergency in Puerto Rico and thousands of unsecured control points for water systems across the mainland sketches a portrait of critical infrastructure operating well outside the margin for error. Stressed by climate, under-resourced on cybersecurity, and largely out of public view until something fails.